Welcome to the Foundry Church. We are so glad that you are here. You're about to hear a message from one of our Sunday morning services. We really pray that this message will make a difference in your life. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Last week, we began to talk about our exit strategy. In other words, how do we get ourselves ready to get ourselves going now that lockdown has been lifted? We looked together at the life of a man called Levi, or better known as Matthew, who left everything behind to follow Jesus. And likewise, as we leave lockdown, many of us are aware of the things that God is calling us to leave behind. This week, I want to look at another part of the exit strategy, and that's this. What is God asking us to take out of lockdown, those new things, those new opportunities, those new aspects of our life? What is he calling us to take with us as opposed to leaving them behind? It's true that during lockdown, many people have taken up some new hobbies, some new pursuits. The amount of people jogging or baking, flour is still a scarce commodity in our shops. It seems that when Britain is up against it, we turn to baking. And I remember in the first few weeks of lockdown, that some of our friends, we were messaging each other saying that if anybody sees yeast in the shops, buy some and we'll give them the money back. I still find myself looking for yeast even now. More than yeast, more than flour, more than jogging, there are aspects of our lives as we come out of lockdown that we want to take with us into the new life. And I think like last week, we saw that leaving things behind is at the heart of the gospel. Also, adding things to our faith, adding things to our life, it is also part of the gospel. Growing as a Christian, it's a blessing and it's a way of life that every single follower of Jesus can embark on. And Jesus doesn't want us to stay the same. He wants us to grow, to become like him. And in theology, this process of growth is called sanctification. And I think that's really what I'm talking about today. How has lockdown worked to sanctify us, to make us more like Jesus? And how can we take that forward with us? I think I'm also saying today, maybe to those of you who've never really thought like this, that Jesus doesn't just call you to leave your old life behind, but he calls us to go on an amazing journey, just like Levi, to change, to become like him. And, you know, when we say yes to Jesus, we're signing up to that life of change, not from an exciting life to a boring religious life, but an exciting brand new journey that God has got for all of us. Not without challenge or suffering or difficulty, but with the assurance that Jesus will do more with our life than we could ever do on our own. And one of my favorite people in the Bible is a man called Peter. Peter the Apostle, that Jesus said he would build his church upon. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said this, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." And so we can see that Peter's clearly an important bloke. Jesus saw something in Peter that he could entrust the church with him. And Peter's my favourite because I think Peter is like many of us, and more like many of us than we realise. You see, Peter made mistakes. He got things wrong. He said things without thinking. He lost his temper. If you check out Peter's life in the Bible, you'll see that he's a man. He said he'd never deny Christ. And just a short time later, he denied him not once, but three times. You'll see that Peter is the man who tried to stop the guards arresting Jesus by turning to violence. He chopped the ear off one of the guards. And Peter's the man who, when Jesus called him to walk on the water, allowed fear and doubt to overtake. And he actually began to sink. And I love Peter because Peter is a human. Peter's a bit of a hothead. Peter shows at times that he's been a coward and Peter's been fearful. But that is not all that Peter was. Peter was also a man who left his fishing boat to follow Jesus, committed to change. A man who followed Jesus and allowed the power of God to change him slowly and surely. A man who allowed this work of sanctification to take an effect in his life so that he would begin to act like Jesus and look like Jesus, to the point where Jesus could say to him, "Okay, Peter, I'm going to build my church upon your shoulders." And what a transformation that is. And the hope of that today is that that work of sanctification, if it can be done in Peter's life, what could God do in my life and what could God do in your life? And I think today, as I think about our church community, I think it's full of Peters, men and women who've been called by God to leave everything behind and allow the work of sanctification to take root in our lives, that God might use us in powerful ways. Peter spoke about sanctification, about growing up. In one of his letters, he wrote a letter to Christians. He wrote two letters, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And I just want to read from 2 Peter chapter 1 right now, verse 3. It says this: His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. You know, I think that verse says that in order to grow, to become sanctified, it's not something out there. It's been given to us through the divine power of God. So I want us to know that the step one to becoming more like Jesus and growing like Jesus is to recognize that that power to change doesn't, it comes from God and God alone through the inworking power of the Holy Spirit. And as we leave everything behind, we receive the Holy Spirit when we say yes to Jesus. We receive power. Peter goes on to say this, verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. Peter's saying this, he's saying add to your faith these things, grow your faith with these things, with some goodness, some knowledge, some self-control, some perseverance. These things are going to help us grow. And these things will be the evidence that Jesus is really working in us. Remember, these things won't make us more of a Christian. They won't make God love us anymore. God loves us all the time, whether we're good, whether we're bad, whether we're somewhere in between. We are saved by something called grace through faith. But there's a life to be lived by adding these things to our faith. God's calling us to grow. I think Peter's saying something else which is really important. He says, for if you possess these qualities, verse 8, in increasing measure, they're going to keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I love the way the Message version puts this verse. It says this: with these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. You know, when I read that this week, I was struck by the phrase, no grass will grow under your feet. And that phrase, when we talk about the grass growing under our feet, it's speaking figuratively, of course. It's talking about standing still. When we don't do what we know we need to do and should do, when we pause, when we're guilty of inaction, the grass can grow under our feet. And the question today, as we come out of lockdown, where has the grass been grown under my feet? Where has the grass been grown under your feet? You know, as we look back to life before lockdown, maybe as you look at your life before lockdown, if we're honest, we can think of areas where the grass had begun to grow under our feet. Maybe areas where complacency had set in, where inaction had become a regular occurrence, ironically, where tradition, maybe staleness, comfort, apathy, as we spoke about last week, existed. And I think what lockdown has done for many of us, it certainly has, it's done this for me. It's made me sit up, take notice of what's important and what's not, what's really worth living for, giving my time to, and what isn't. And some of those old ways, that old life, that old character, some of those relationships, that decision-making processes, maybe before lockdown, things that were long and laborious and drawn out. But since lockdown, we've realized actually there's a better way forward. And one example would be, I guess, from our life as a local church would be online church. Like, we all miss, or most of us miss, physically gathering, I'm sure. But one thing we've realized is this, that actually what's important about church is engagement and community over performance and method. And one thing we've noticed as we've looked at this is during online church, there's been more engagement than ever before. And I feel like I know some of you better than I ever did before. I feel like we've realized that online church isn't and can't be an optional extra. Online church, just as physical church, it is church. It has to carry on. And how that's going to look, and we're still working on that, trying to figure out how best to do that as we move forward, how to transition back to physical services as well. But I want to encourage you, our online church community is growing. We've got people who call this church their home church who've never been to our physical location in Widnes. We've got people who used to come to our physical location, but who can no longer get to our physical location because of health or they live too far away. But they still attend, and this is their church just as much as it's our church. And so out of lockdown, we're taking online church with us. We're not leaving that behind. We'll be sharing loads more about what that looks like over the next days and weeks together. So pray for us as we try to get that right. But on a more personal level, I guess that there are areas where the grass had been grown under my feet previous to lockdown, character issues that maybe I'd neglected. I've needed to take some things to Jesus and just ask for his help. And I want to take those new freedoms out of lockdown, those new disciplines that I've developed and learned. I want to take them with me. And, you know, what about you today? Where's the grass been grown under your feet? What are you taking with you out of lockdown? What new things has God done and is doing in your life? Maybe during this period, you've recently said yes to Jesus. I want to really encourage you. Don't leave that decision behind. Follow him out of lockdown into the exciting life he's got for you. Maybe you committed to a new seriousness about your faith. Again, let me encourage you, stay connected to Jesus. When the restrictions are lifted, when the busyness of life kicks in, keep working on those disciplines of prayer, church, giving, serving, reading the Bible. Perhaps you've engaged in church community more than ever during lockdown. You've enjoyed the engagement of Zoom calls, of your Zoom Connect group, of Instagram hangouts, online church, whatever. I want to encourage you also, keep going in that. You know, the kingdom of God and the way of Jesus is all about community and doing life together. Don't let coming out of lockdown lead us back into isolation and loneliness. And finally, maybe, you just want to love more. You want to care more, have more patience, have more self-control. Give these areas to Jesus. Keep asking God to help you grow. And as you follow, he's going to do it in you and with you. Augustine, this great theologian, he said this, pray as though everything depended on God, work as though everything depended on you. In other words, meet God halfway, commit to life change, commit to growth, go for it. God has got great things as we head out of lockdown for us individually and us as a church. God bless you. God keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you. We love you and we're praying for you. Thank you.